The location of a sprawling former factory in Montgomery County received a visit from New York Congressman Antonio Delgado on Tuesday as local officials continue work to redevelop the site. Flashlights on, Montgomery County Executive Matt Austinfort led Congressman Delgado through one of the enormous buildings that once housed the Beechnut Baby Food Factory. Austinfort, a Republican, showed Delgado, a Democrat, a map of the site, pointing out more than 200,000 square feet of buildings slated for demolition.
But these right here are in the worst shape and have the least amount of chance of being reused. And we can take all this down with the money we have. So that's the next step.
The future of the westernmost section, including Building 17, which once housed Beechnut's office space, has not been determined yet, however. The floors and walls have been cleaned, asbestos and mold removed under county ownership. In 2017, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency gave the county the go-ahead to remove contaminated debris piles on a portion of the site. A Restore New York grant awarded in 2018 gave the county $6 million for further remediation and demolition. Delgado sees a future for the site.
It's a lot of upside here, and it's encouraging, and we certainly want to help however we can. Talked a bit about how the EPA has played a critical role in sort of making sure that this process moves along. We definitely want to help on our end as well.
There's been a lot of discussion over the last few years about what to do with the property. As cleanup continues, the county has been trying to market the 26.9-acre complex to developers, hoping to bring jobs back to the community. Canajoharie leaders want to see all the buildings torn down. Here's former village mayor Francis Avery and current mayor Jeff Baker.
We still have leaky roofs. Roof drains are leaking. And my question is going to be, what's that going to do for mold growth again?
Yeah.
So there's a lot to deal with yet.
Yeah.
And as a whole, the village board and I agree it should be taken down. That's the biggest thing.
Austinfort acknowledges the difference of opinion in the community.
What we've said from the beginning is we will let the data drive the decisions. And as you've noticed, I said, if it's possible to save Building 17, we'd like to. But we also understand if it's not, then that's the reality we're living in. So we don't have to make that decision right now. And a wide breadth of opinions is good because we're going to consider all of our options as we move forward. But yeah, are there differing opinions? Absolutely.
For photos, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.